Well, look, let me be absolutely opaque about this, Jeremy. look, it's all very well Ed Ball saying, when you're in a hole, stop digging. But what he forgets is he caused the hole in the first place. And we're the ones that have to fill it up. Now, how do you fill a hole? With soil. And how do you get that? Digging. So we're going to jolly well keep on digging until we've got enough soil to fill this hole up. And if that means digging harder, deeper and faster, then that's what we'll do, because something's making this hole deeper and we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Now, Cameron's response to the election results was to say,
look, I'm not going to tack right or move left.
Hang on, tack? Well, if you're wanting to show that you're in touch, you're a down-to-earth, ordinary sort of bloke, the last thing you want to do is come out with a yachting metaphor.
I say, chaps, has anyone seen our spinnaker?
He's going to have to be very careful with this maritime talk.
Look, you take the Titanic. I know it's been in the news a lot recently. Now, we all know that it was taking on water, but when I look at that, I see a ship half full. And look at this. I mean, 2 years ago, people were worried. They were very concerned. They were thinking, are we going to have a recession? Is it going to be a double dip? Well, look, we've delivered that now. We've achieved it. People don't need to worry about it anymore. It's here. And I simply don't understand all this pessimism. I mean, if things are really so bad in this country, why is it if you go to Heathrow or Gatwick, there are people queuing for hours just to get into this country?